Something we haven't talked about a ton today, we have referenced it a few different times on our Monday Night Takeaways as they relate to the Patriots. We talked a lot about Jaden Daniels, which I feel strongly about. We've talked a little bit about Josh Allen, who looks spectacular, and I would say is not Patrick Mahomes, but he's closer to Patrick Mahomes than he is to Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. He's closer to that. Does not need Stephon Diggs. Doesn't need much in Buffalo. And that's, again, an example of if Drake May hits, what your team could be. You could look like that. You could look like the Commanders do with Jaden Daniels. This is a couple of comps. So we've talked about that all day long, and we'll continue to do so at 617-779-7937. It was funny that Mac got in there at the end of the game last night and just looked like Mac Jones, almost threw a pick, had a brutal fumble. If you thought he was going to take over for Trevor Lawrence and do anything, you were wrong.
Or if you thought he was going to get traded to Miami because they're going through so many issues.
Yeah, all of a sudden the Dolphins are like, wait a minute.
Like, oh, just kidding.
Lose our number.
We weren't serious. We could do better than that.
Yeah, like all the clamoring for him to go to Miami, good point.
He's off of that.
I'm guessing you're good with Tim Boyle and Skylar Thompson.
Correct.
You don't need to go do that Mac Jones experience after that last night.
No.
But the other thing we kind of talked about early in the show we haven't gotten back to is Bill Belichick. Stephen A., I guess, was on First Take today. I saw the video. He's saying, you put Bill Belichick in Dallas. That's a Super Bowl team. Blah, 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 blah. Right? We've heard that before.
Yes.
And we've seen him linked to Philly, who ended up squeaking out that game against New Orleans. But Nick Sirianni, I don't think, is safe at all. You've pointed to the Jets before, Keith. Robert Saleh. The Giants have been brought up. And Brian Daboll. I thought Florio had an interesting tweet last night. He said, add the Bengals to the list of teams looking at Bill Belichick. Does that make sense? Because that's a bad organization, like right. A real cheap trash organization. But Bill Belichick also reveres Paul Brown. And so is there a connection for Bill to that organization? Would there be a working relationship there? It's certainly a talented team.
Yeah.
He'd have the quarterback. He'd have, hopefully, Jamar Chase. I think T. Higgins is a goner, but hopefully they're going to pay Jamar Chase.
Are you saying
there.
Next season or this season?
No, not in season. I don't know if he was referencing.
No. I don't know.
Let me reread the tweet. Well, answer it either way.
So I don't.
I was thinking next year. I wasn't thinking.
Yeah,
next season.
I don't think anything's happening in season. But I do wonder how impatient Dallas gets. Like Dallas is in a spot to win now. They just
do you
gave
think
out
Bill's
a
candidate to
contract.
Coach anyone in season.
So no. So
okay,
I actually,
me either.
I bet Andy Hart a nice meal of food on this. He thinks he is going to be back this season.
Oh.
I say no. It won't be till next season. But I just think. If these teams, so I thought what was going to have to happen was Dallas, Buffalo, or Philly, or the Jets makes the playoffs and then gets waxed in the wild card round again, and then it's like, oh my God, we need to change things. But what I didn't account for is what if Dallas just gets off to like a 2-6 start?
Yeah.
I still personally don't think it'll happen.
I don't think he'd go in midseason.
But I wonder if, I mean, maybe McCarthy gets canned and then. You know, you wait around, you have an interim for the rest of the year, and then you kind of close it after that. I do think Cincinnati would make some sense because they have the quarterback, right? And as much as Bill maybe wanted to push back at one point that you need the quarterback, I'm sure he's realized in his time post-Brady, he sees Bruce Arians win a title with Brady. He's probably like, okay. It's like, all right, I need the quarterback. I can't go into my beloved Giants with Danny Dimes and win games. But I can team up with Aaron Rodgers, or I can team up with Joe Burrow, or I can team up with Josh Allen and maybe win it there.
Right.
So,
and when you say win, Bill doesn't need to win a Super Bowl, right?
No. Well, to do what?
To legitimize.
No, he's the best coach in my opinion ever.
So he's on probation for that.
Yeah.
You know, and like he's not going to catch Brady without winning a Super Bowl. He would have to win to catch Brady.
No.
And like win that argument.
But depending on how Andy Reid finishes his career, like he's closing the gap.
Okay.
He's going to make it more interesting.
But my point to like legitimize that, because I look at it now and I go, well, what did Bill really do without Brady? That doesn't mean he sucks as a coach, but
yeah.
I now question it. If he went and just won 10 games with the Bengals and was getting into the playoffs, or 10 games in Dallas and was getting into the playoffs, I'd go, okay, well, that's a whole different operation. And he went in and even though they were talented teams,
he went
in and made the playoffs. That would legitimize it to a degree.
But like Dallas and Buffalo and New York, to me, Jets, are all a little bit different because those teams have never even made it to the Super Bowl with their current group. Like if he takes Joe Burrow to the Super Bowl, you're like, all right, Zachary Taylor took Joe Burrow.
That's a good point. Zach Taylor.
You need that one next level. Like the Josh Allen's been stuck.
So you got to put that team over the top.
Further than they were. That's how I view it.
Okay.
Like to be like a big time success.
Right. So for the Cowboys, you have to win a playoff game.
You
can't just make the playoffs. You got to win. Yeah, that's probably fair.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And that's why you know, the Falcons, you were like, why the Falcons? And you're like, all right, if you just make the playoffs, like, I guess that's a win.
You brought up Jacksonville. Like, Jacksonville could fire Peterson today, for all I know. Like, that, like, Doug Peterson is on the hottest of hot seats.
I don't think he'd want to go there.
Me
either. I think he knows Trevor Lawrence. Because also, if Bill Belichick takes over a team next year,
can he be picky and choosy, though? Like, I don't think.
But can he also.
I don't think he'd want to go there, but is he going to have better. Is he going to have any options? He didn't have options last year. It was Falcons or nothing.
So, no, it wasn't Falcons. He had no options.
Well, but he at least got an interview.
Oh, yeah, okay. He had one interview, but he had no offers.
But like I'm saying, if Jacksonville's the only team looking to interview him, he can't
say
no.
How bad does he want to coach?
Right.
Which we don't really know the answer to yet.
Right.
I think pretty bad. I don't think he's on Instagram or doing eight jobs if he didn't want to coach.
True.
I think he wants to coach pretty badly. But, yeah, I mean, the teams would... Most teams in the NFL would have to do a 180 in what they're hiring, because we talked about it. Maybe the full-on offensive coach thing has gotten a little bit of a pushback, right? There's been some defensive coaches, Gerard Mayo being one of them, but there are plenty of others around the league, Mike McDonald. So there's more defensive coaches than I thought, but there's not many old coaches. Like, it is young guns. It is 35-year-old guys, 40-year-old guys. So Bill has more of an uphill climb, I think, with that. Than anything else.
Ooh, good point on the text line. 37937. Bill to reunite with Mac Jones in Jacksonville.
Turn around.
That might be a reason to really not go.
He'd be cut the moment he got there.
He's like, look, you might move to move to London. You're in the middle of nowhere, armpit in Jacksonville. But Mac Jones is really the reason I can't go there.
So one question, I do feel like he might give up the GM control, because he might go in there for like a couple years. I think he might do that. But would he?
He would have to in Dallas. Would he do it anywhere else? He would have to in Philly, too, actually.
Yeah.
Would he have? I don't know if he'd have to do it in a place like Jacksonville.
No, so maybe that's one of the appeals, I guess, to Jacksonville.
I see.
Tony Khan and Shad Khan, or like, do whatever you want for 2 years. But, like, can he bring McDaniels and Patricia and Judge with him anywhere he goes? Because I still think 2 weeks ago on the Manning cast, he specifically shoehorned in a compliment for those three guys.
Yep.
And all that was, hey, they're coming with me. Like, if I go somewhere, I'm taking these guys. They're going to be on the staff, whether you like it or not.
Well, Patricia's Mac Jones' OC once again.
Yeah, and Patricia's on his payroll literally right now. They're doing the podcast together. They probably find room for Lombardi.
Shining his shoes, doing whatever else he needs, driving
whatever,
in places.
Whatever,
his driver.
Whatever you need.
Yep.
And I mean whatever.
Like, all right,
you
take it easy.
All right, Matt.
Okay.
Calm down a little bit. I got it.
You don't have to do the sinister voice.
You're my guy. We got it.
Yeah,
you don't need
it. But he'll be the defense coordinator for him next year somewhere.
Probably, yeah. Well, it's if Bill gets a job.
True.
Ian is in Rhode Island. You don't think Bill's going to get a job, Ian?
Well.
What? You there?
Ian? Oh, I thought he said well.
But he's got a little bit of a false start here.
Segueing into a take there, Ian. You don't think Bill's going to get hired?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. So
did you
my
off?
Theory is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So my theory is if somebody hires Bill, they have to pick up his salary if he's named head coach.
Yep.
If he's not named head coach, then none of the wins he gets can go towards his win title. So why would somebody want to pay that salary, and why would he want to go somewhere and play for wins that aren't going to necessarily go? I don't know how long his current contract is good for, but.
He's not under contract. What are you talking about?
Well,
what
are
you talking about?
No. The Crafts still owe him money. He had term on his contract.
For this season?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but what is he talking about?
He's saying if somebody hired Bill this past season, the reason Bill isn't coaching is because no one wants to pay his salary. That wasn't clear.
Well,
that wasn't clear, Keith?
That was so not clear to me.
Christian Gonzalez dropping the phone over here.
No, that's what I thought it was, too. If he gets hired by a team and he's the head coach, those wins go towards his...
Yeah, no, that's the part I didn't get. I understood the offset language and the term on his... That part I understood. The not... Did he mean if he was hired as a coordinator, he wouldn't get the
wins? Okay, I think we could all agree.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a coordinator next year.
I mean, do we definitely agree with that?
I agree with it. What?
Shanahan talked
to him
about it.
He said no to the Niners this year. Don't you think he'd be a... coordinator?
Well, what if
Niners?
He goes out and no one wants to hire him as a head coach again next year? Would he be open to D-coordinator?
I think he'll have these podcast numbers are looking. You know, is he enjoying his time doing these pregame shows and these little things?
Do you think
like
Bill sits down like every week and they like go over? He's like, how many streams?
Yeah.
How many streams?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
What are we looking like? What are the demos?
Yeah.
How are we doing in the young demo? It's like, Bill, you're doing great in the young demo.
Matt, we're going to need you to go topless in the next podcast. Got to dry some eyeballs.
So But I think we also don't really know. There's something between Kraft and Belichick and like how much money he's getting paid. Yeah. Is he getting every penny? Is he not? I think he probably is, but I also think that was why Belichick did that weird press conference at the end, shook his hand, and was like, here's the photo op that you wanted.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I'll play ball.
But he could go coach somewhere else right now. And teams, he's like, oh, teams wouldn't pay.
Head coach.
What did the Panthers pay Matt Rhule? And like they're still paying Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Like teams will pay a lot for coaches.
I mean, Dave Tepper's paying like three coaches right now.
Exactly.
So... yeah, I don't know that teams are going to be lining up for Bill.
No, they're clearly not. They weren't before.
I'm not as confident in that. I'm not saying as you. I'm just saying as I think the gen, like, again, Florio's like, add the Bengals to the list.
What list?
I mean, yeah. I don't know how long that list is going to be.
Matt Rhule got 7 years, $60 million.
Nice.
Did he make it through a full season?
I think he did, but he didn't make it far. But he's definitely still collecting that check.
Crazy.
There's probably some offset with what he's getting now from Nebraska, but he's definitely getting that check.
Yeah, you should add up the amount of money they're paying for just a head coach.
Yeah.
Down in Carolina.
Yeah, that is how they should do it.